Today's Perek in Tanakh is Perek Tet in Sefer Shoftim. So we've been discussing the events of Gideon and his defeat of Midian. Yesterday, we found that Klal Yisrael offered the Memshala, a Malchut of a type, to the family of Gideon. They wanted him to become the Moshel and his child and grandchild so that he would create a dynasty. And the response of Gideon was to mention three times, to reject the Memshala twice. So, lo Memshala Nibachem, lo Memshal Benibachem, and to assert the Memshala of HaKadosh Baruch Hu once, and that it's Hashem Yimshal Bachem. And we read that as a result of this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised him that there would be a level of a Memshala, even against his will, that would go on for 3 years, connected his three Memshalot. Unfortunately, because at the end of the parak we saw the mistake, classic Yosef mistake of Gideon from Menashe, was that he made an ephod that as long as he was alive was controlled. As soon as he died, became now an object of veneration. And because of that, there was a terrible gezerah. It became a mokesh to the household of Gideon, and we find the horrific results of that gezerah in today's parak. You will recall yesterday that he had 70 sons, but he also had a son by a Pilegesh. And this Pilegesh had come from Shechem. And they named him Avimelech. Not a very good idea. But it turns out that the Avimelech of Mitzrayim, as the Medrash points out, is a heck of a lot nicer than this Avimelech. And so, this Avimelech, who was perhaps always a little resentful of the fact that he was rejected from the other family, the rest of the family, by the 70 sons, being as his mother was only a Pilegesh, he, Vayelech Avimelech ben Yerubal Shechema Elachei Imo, he went back to Shechem, to his family in Shechem, the brothers of his mother. He spoke to them, and actually to the entire family, which was rather prominent in Shechem. And he said to them, you know, I think it's time for us to point out to the people in this town, I mean, think about this. What has actually happened is that by default, the 70 sons, my half-brothers, the 70 sons of Gideon, have become the default rulers. Every decision is made by them. Do you really want to be ruled? So that we have this ruling council? Or perhaps you think it might be more efficient. And not to mention the little fact then, I am related to you, which means that we could probably make decisions beneficial to the Shechem area. So, and so the family started talking about him among all of the strong people in Shechem, until they agitated the population. They said, this guy, he's going to do it for us. So if we can get rid of the brothers, we could put in Avimelech as the Moshel, and we could actually make him emperor. And that way, Shechem goes back to its rightful place, Ir Ve'em, as it was before any of Yisrael even arrived. Shechem does not have a good reputation when it comes to brothers. Vayitnu lo shivim kesev mibeit ba'al brit. So, connected these 70 sons, they gave him $70,000 as a price for a mercenary army. He got the lowest class, empty-headed people. And hired them to be his hitmen. And he comes to Ephrat now, to Ophrah, which was where all of his brothers were living, still in the old family plot in Yabiezri. And he murdered every last one of them. Smashing them in all one location. Only one of them escaped by hiding out, and that was Yotam. Vayivater Yotam ben Yerubal, the youngest son, Kinerba, he was able to hide. Vayasru ko ba'alei Shechem v'cho beit milo. And so, the strong men of Shechem, together with the adjoining fortress of the Beit Milo, they went vayalchu v'yam lichvat Avimelech al-Melech. They actually crowned him emperor. Imelon mutzav asher b'Shechem. There are always these elons when it comes to Shechem. Lots of elons. And every elon, of course, is either an aleh in Shechem or it's a mishor, as the Targum keeps insisting. It's a flat
No, it's not a tree.
Well, again, I mean, it has two meanings. But, as Rashi brings in Chumash. So, Vayagidu Yotam, they told this whole story to Yotam. Vayelach v'yamod b'rosh har grizim, he climbs up to the top of har grizim, and as Rabbanea pointed out yesterday, recent research has identified a place in the har grizim Harival area where the acoustics are remarkable and where you can say something and your voice be heard for miles, which is why they're assuming one of the reasons that har grizim and har evo was chosen to the place of giving the brachot and klalot. And he himself climbs up to the top of har grizim, now despite the fact har grizim was the mokum of bracha, not the mokum of klala. So why do you go to har grizim? He's trying to curse these guys. So as the Medrash points out, well, he tainted that, okay, but it's true, but that means that the bracha was broadcast to the other har. So then Eval was the one that got the bracha, whereas grizim was the recipient of the klala from Eval. So he went up to har grizim, and he shouts out to them, Vayisako lo vayikra. Vayomelem, Shimu elai baleishchem. Vishma lechem Elohim. Listen, you listen to me, God will listen to you. I'm going to tell you a little story. Halochochu eitzim, nimshach aleihem milah. The trees all want one day to make themselves a king. And who is the trees? Is a marshal. The ends is a marshal to Yisrael. Kimeha eitz yimeha mi. And a marshal to the people who until now have rejected being a melech. Right? We had Otniel, we had Devorah, we had my father Gidon. Nobody accepted the idea of memshalah. So the trees went to make themselves a king. First they went to the Zayit. Vayomru le Zayit, Molcha aleinu, do please, dear Zayit, be our king. Vayomer lahem haZayit, and so Otniel ben Knaz comes from Yehuda, who is called Zayit Ra'anan, Yafei Pritor, as in Yirmiyahu we find. That Zayit Ra'anan said to them, me, be king? Hechadalti et tishni asher bi echabdu Elohim v'anashim. Have I indeed become so withered that I no longer give forth my lovely oil, which is used now to honor God and man, and brought on the Mizbeach, v'halachti lanua ala etzim. And instead I should become a little fluttering politician all around the other trees. I got a life, and I have no intention of being a king. And so they went to the Te'ina. The Te'ina, of course, gives Dvorim. Aha! Dvash. Dvash similar to Vash Dvorim. And so we know that's meaning. That's Devorah, who was also sweet to Israel, the Aim be Israel. And so, Vayomro Yitzin La Te'ina. Well, we're not you. L'chi'at Malchi Aleinu. We could use an aim, be Israel. Vatomar lahem ateina, and so the fig tree said, have I indeed echadalti et motki? My sweetness is all gone. Vetnuvati atova, and my delicious flow of honey. Vahalachti lanua ala hitzim. Shall I become now a little flutter butterfly and try to assert malchus of the trees? And so vayomru haitzim lagafen. They went now to the Ben Porat Yosef, who was my father Gidon, and that Ben Porat, the Targum Unklus, is Kagufen Denatziv, which is a Geffen. So they went now to the Geffen, and they said, L'chiat Molchi Aleinu, why don't you be our king? V'atomelem haGeffen, how insulting. Hechadalti atiroshi, amisamech Elohim v'anashim? Have I indeed lost all of my virility? Do I no longer give forth wine that makes the Lord... How does it make the Lord happy? So from here, the Gemara is Medayin, that you only say shir of a korban on the Nesachim. So you have to be able to have wine in order to give over the shir. So it makes HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyocho happy. And we know how wine makes men happy. V'anashim. V'halachti lanua ala etzim. And give up my life to become a butterfly of a politician. And so they decided the only one they can go to, these poor trees, was to go to the Atad. So they found themselves a thorn bush, which doesn't really produce anything. So Vayomru Chalaitzim al Atad, Lech Atam Eloch Aleinu, why don't you become king, since we're so desperate for a leader, an Atad that has no mitzvahs, has no maisim, has no real shade. And so the Atad answered the Eitzim and said, I suspect you don't want an Atad to be able to have the Atad rule over you. You want the Atad to be able to use the Atad. So I'll tell you, Im be'emet atem, Moshchim oti lemelech alechem. If indeed you seek for me to be a true king, bo chasu betzili. Come now and make yourselves small and low and hide under my useless branches. But if you discover that I don't have much to give you, im ayin, and all along all you wanted was really to use me, you can use me all right, because there's one good thing an atad is good for, and that's flash fires. So let me become now the fire that destroys the grandest of cedars. And so I say to you, said Yotam, v'ata, im be'emet v'tamim asitem. So you're saying, well, we wanted, after all, to have a child of Gideon. He must be the king. And the ruling council, they didn't really want to be king, so we're just trying to do what's right. So if that's true, v'tam lichot Avimelech, and you chose Avimelech, v'im tova asitem im Yerubal v'im beto, and you believe that, yes, this was the fitting response to Yerubal, who gave his life for you guys, and this is how you treat his home, v'im kigmul yadav asitem lo, and you've properly repaid him. Asher nilcham avi alechem, my father risked his life for you guys. V'yashlechat nafsho min neged, he threw his soul into the wind. V'yatzel etchem miyad Midyan, turned your lives around, saving you from Midyan. V'yatem kamtem al beit avi ayom v'targu et banav shivim ish alev en achat. This is the repayment. That today you stand up and kill his entire family. V'tamlich v'tavi melech ben amato, you take someone that's not even part of the family, the son of an ama, and you make him king of Baalei Shechem. I know why. Yachichem hu. The only one thing you want out of him is to use him. Let's say it like it is. V'im be'emetu v'tamim asitem yimirubal v'im beto ayom. That's why I say to you, by all means, if you made the right choice, simchu ba'avimelech v'yismach gam hu b'chem, I hope you have a good time. You and Avimelech deserve each other. But imayim, if in fact all of this was disgusting, may fire come out of Avimelech and have it turned around to destroy you guys. May you bust each other. At that point, you turn around. It was not a good idea. Vayanas Yotam vayivrach vayelech be'ira vayeshev sham mipnei Avimelech achiv. Being terrified at how Avimelech would respond to that. So meanwhile, Vayasar Avimelech Yisrael shalosh shanim, in exchange for the schus of Gidon's giving away the memshala three times, he was given 3 years. Vayishlach Elohim ruach ra'ah bin Avimelech lein ba'alei shechem. And then began the bad feelings. Vayivgedu ba'alei shechem ba'Avimelech. They started turning against him. Lavo chamash shivim b'nei Yerubal. This would be the way that the violence done against the 70 children of Yerubal, the blood that had been spilled, that the mam should go back on the head of Avimelech, lasum al Avimelech achiyan, asher haragotam, and also to be poured out on the heads of the Baalei Shechem, asher chizku et yadav, they were the ones who gave him the backing, laharog et achav. Vayasibu lo Baalei Shechem maravim al roshei harim, vayigzulu et kol asher yavar aleyem badorech, vayugad la'avimelech. And so they also had now, they started to become pirates, in order to be able to see if they could grab now anything that belonged to Avimelech, or to maybe get Avimelech himself. And indeed, there came and arose someone who took it upon himself to get rid of Avimelech. Vayavo Ga'al ben Eved ve'echav vayavru b'shem. And so there was now a local, it was really an Eved, not a Jew. He and his brothers passed through Shechem, v'yiftechu vo v'alei Shechem, the people of Shechem were attracted to him. And so when it came time for the big party of the Batsir, everybody goes out to the field. They make the wine. And they make this big party. They go now to the local church of the Baalei Shechem. They all get high. And they start cursing Avimelech. So this Gaal ben Eved guy says, who the heck is this idiot Avimelech anyway? Kind of an outsider. Why in the world should Shechem say that they should be dependent on a family of Gideon? Who is that? Hello, Ben Yerubal. All he is a son of Yerubal. That should be a schus to be Melechad Shechem. So what if he's related? And this Zvul guy, that's the local governor that they appointed, he's a yes man. Pekido, what is he? A bureaucrat. Forget these guys. I say, let's go back to the original Shechem. If do it on Sheikh Hamor Avishchem, Umadu Anavdeno Anachno. But there's still people here from the original men who set up this town. They've got the real inside story. They've got the whole history. They're the people that Shechemites should always be loyal to. I say Shechem for the Shechemites. Boy, if I had an army, I sure would get rid of this Avimelech idiot, the Asirat Avimelech. Vayom el Avimelech, this doesn't mean that he was there, but they picked up their wine or their beer mugs and said, hey, Avimelech, Rabetz v'achavetzea, come on, get your army, reinforcements, man, and come on out to fight. Vayishma zavul sara irso zavul, who was the one in charge now of the city, he heard Divrei Ga'al ben Aved, Vayicharapo, this was the Zvul that was called the little bureaucrat, yes man, and he did not like what he heard. So Vayishlach Malachim el Avimelech b'tor malimor, he sent messages to Avimelech. This lotion of torma is the lotion of mirma, tarmit. It's also remez, we'll see, to where Avimelech was hiding out. But he didn't want Ga'al to know that Avimelech knew about these plans, because he wanted to catch Ga'al unawares. So he writes him this letter, he named Ga'al ben Eved ve'achav ba'im shchema, v'inam tzarim et ha'ir alecha, they're turning the city against you. And I'm telling you what to do, you got to nip this in the bud. Vatakum laila, get up now, bring everybody that you've got. Atava ama sheritach v'arov basadeh, you've got to set up now a ambush in the fields, because people come out in the morning. You've got to be ready to jump out at them in a moment when they're vulnerable and get them. As soon as the sun rises, tashkimu fashatat ala'ir, and everybody is going to be coming out, not knowing that you are aware of their plans. So they're coming out thinking you're going to come unawares. They're going to get you. In fact, they're going to be coming out, and you'll get them. Do whatever the heck you want with them. Now, of course, Avimelech was too stuck up to take the advice of Zvul. He's not going to go, oh, man. No, I prefer open battle to ambush. Who is this upstart gal, anyway, with a name like that? We should be able to get rid of him. So what did he do? Instead of going to the Sadeh, and instead of bringing now the people that would be ready to jump up and get them, he instead goes to the mountains. So he goes overnight. Vayokam Avimelech v'galama shirimo laila, v'yervu al shchem arba'a roshim, and Ga'al ben Eved goes out in the morning with everybody. Vayetze Ga'al ben Eved v'amot petach sharayir. I mean, after all, he wants to be the new leader. He comes out to the sharayir. Sharayir is always the place where the leaders congregate, and that's the place of the din, and so on. Vayokam Avimelech v'amot shirito min ha'arav. So they're up on the mountains. Vayar Ga'al et ha'am. He looks up on the mountains. He turns to Zvul. Now Zvul has clearly been fooling them into thinking that he has no particular connection to Avimelech. He's ready. He's a bureaucrat. Yes, I'm ready to serve whoever's in charge. So they think they can talk to him. So he says to Zvul, oh, that's weird. Looks like shadows of people coming down on the mountains. Hine am yored meroshe ha'arim. Ah, says Zvul, ridiculous. That's just Vayomer Elav Zvul. Etzel ha'arim ataroh et anashim. It's always like that in the morning when it's cloudy, you know, you get these movements among the mountains. You're imagining things, buddy. What are you, nervous? Vayosef Od got up there a few minutes later. He says, wait a minute now. These guys are coming straight down right from that strong point. There's another group that's coming from the direction of the plateau of the Meonanim. Ooh. Vayomer Elav Zvul. Well, so what? What happened to your fat mouth? I mean, you've been saying you don't care. You're ready for a fight. So fight, huh? I mean, you said, Avimelech, come on. You said, Mi Avimelech, Kinavdeno. Okay, these are the guys that are nobodies. So you don't have to worry about them, right? They're all nobodies. Halozeh asher ma'astavo. Go out and fight. Say not, Avimelech Embo. Let's see you put your money where your mouth is. So vayetze gal ifnei baal shchem vayilachem ba'avimelech. So he's sort of in a tough spot. He's going to have to go fight. He goes out to fight. And so Avimelech gets the upper hand. Lots of people are left dead on the field, but they close themselves up now. Vayeshev Avimelech ba'aruma, which of course is the same lashon as the mirma, which is the tarmit, so that there was a double meaning, but tarmit would mean in the city of aruma, and it was answered b'mirma, which is tarmit. Vayegorish Zvul et Gal ve'etachav mishevet b'shchem. And so at that point, Zvul, the bureaucrat, this Gal no longer had much backing. Everybody saw him running away. And so they got rid of them. And Zvul, who was really working all along for Avimelech, makes pretend, well, we've solved that problem. I'm sure Avimelech really is not upset. Now that you've gotten rid of Gal, we can go back to normal life and, you know, paying tribute to Avimelech. Everything else should be fine. And so, Vayimi Mochorat, Vayetze Amasadeh. And so everybody figures, okay, now it's safe to go out. Meanwhile, Zvul sends a message, of course, Vayigidu Avimelech. So Vayikach Adam, he takes the people with him. Vayechatzem Shlosha Roshim Vayarov Basadeh. This time, he listens to Zvul. He's waiting out in the fields. Vayar V'inei Am Yatzei Menayir Vayokab Alayim Vayakim. He catches them unawares in the fields. Ve'avimelech V'roshim Asherimo Pashtu Vayamdu Petach Shar Ha'ir U'shnei Roshim Pashtu HaKol Asher Basadeh. And so, there was one group that went directly to the city, to invade the city. Two of them knocked off everybody that was out in the Sadeh that morning, Vavimelech Nilcham Ba'ir Kol Hayom Ahu, and wiped out the city over the course of the entire day, Vayikod Et Ha'ir Et Ha'am Asher Ba'harag, Vayitot Et Ha'ir, he destroyed the entire city, Vayizrael Melach, and sowed it over with salt as the ultimate insult of its being never to be useful again.
Okay.
Yeah, well, it's not the Migdal Shechem. It's the open area of Shechem, the city of Shechem, that obviously had inside a strong area, which actually has been discovered. And the Migdal Shechem has walls that are 5 meters thick. So there was not very much that he was going to be able to do against Migdal Shechem. It's astounding. That's pretty good.
Kotel is that one.
Yeah, Kotel. Some places. How many
houses up there? It's like 17 or 18 feet.
Well, this is, I mean, that's, you know, that's where she lived, right? Vayishmu kol ba'alei Migdal Shechem vayavel tzriach beit el brit. So the ba'alei Migdal Shechem hear about it, and they run, and they go to this tzriach, which itself is a very high tower, and it's also a lotion of shouting, because it would be a place in which they could signal.
That's why they call it minaret tzriach.
A tzriach, yeah. It's because it's the shouting place. Right. So Tzuriach Beit El Brit, probably referring to this old Brit of Brit Baal, Baal Brit, that little Lord of the Flies. And so Vayugad Milav Imelach Yitkabtzu Go Baalei Migdal Shechem. They're all together now in the tower. So Vayalav Imelach Harat Salmon, and so he, Buvachal Amashirito, go to this mountain, which was now covered with tzel. They had a lot of trees there. And they all bring along a little hatchet. So Vayikach Avimelech et Kardumot biyado, Vayichrot Shukat Itzim, he cuts off a branch that's full of pieces of wood, leaves, Vayisiya, and he carries it, Vayasim HaShemo, puts it on his shoulders, he tells every one of his soldiers, do the same. Vayomer Alam HaShemo, Mara Yitem, Asiti, Maru HaZokamoni, whatever you see me do, just do the same thing. And this is a beautiful remez to the little trees, and Duncan Woods, and the way in which the trees have their vengeance. So, v'yichrutu gam kol ha'am ish socho. And so everybody, indeed, cuts off a big branch. V'yolchu achar Avimelech. He takes his branch, v'yasim al ha'tzariach. So they all put their branches around the bottom of the tower, and they roast the inhabitants. V'yatzitu aleim et ha'tzariach v'esh, v'yamutu gam kol anshei migdal shchem ke'elef ish v'isha. There were about 1,000 men and women. The remainders of the powerful families in Shechem. This was their bomb shelter. So they smoked them out. Vayelech Avimelech al Tevetz. And so he went now to the city of Tevetz. Vayichan b'Tevetz. Vayilkedam. Now there was a Migdal Oz, which was betoch ha'ir. Vayinusu shama kol ha'anashim v'anashim v'chol ba'alei ha'ir. So these people were friendly with Shechem against Avimelech. The entire population runs now to the fortress in Tevetz. Vayizgeru ba'adam. Vayalu agag ha'migdal, they go up to the top of the tower. Vayavu avimelech, it's different. Vayavu avimelech ad ha'migdal, vayilachim bo. And so, Avimelech comes up thinking that he's going to do the same thing. Vayigash o petach ha'migdal esorfo ba'esh. So he goes up now to set the gate on fire. Vatashlech isha achat pelach rechev al rosh avimelech, a woman who is at the top of the Migdal, has in her hands a broken piece of a millstone, which is, 30 kilo, let's say, drops it right on his head. Vataritz et gugol to, crushing his skull. Vayikra meirel anar nosekilav, so he screams out to the boy that was his weapon holder. Vayom lo shlof harbachol metoteni, take your sword and kill me. Don't let me die with this. Ben yom ruli isha haragatu. That's all I need, is that they should say about me, a woman killed him. The way they talk about Sisera, bad for the reputation. And so, indeed, vayitkareu na'aro vayamot, the boy stabbed him and he died. Vayiru ish Yisrael ki met avimelech, they were like a bunch of ants that were scurrying away. Vayachu ish lemekomo, vadar avimelech, there was none of that evil will that had them, held them in place. And so, they all scurried to their places. And this way was the way that God repaid the evil of Avimelech, who did that to his father to kill his 70 brothers. And so the evil of Shechem was put back on their own heads. Such that the curse of Yotam and the trees was put back on the heads of the Baalei Shechem.